Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good Friday afternoon, and welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening live to 106.7 The Fan. It is November 14th, 2025. We're getting ready for football this weekend, and we're doing so out and about today in Chantilly at Pupitella Pizza, which means as we broadcast live, not only will we be on site having fun with listeners from 2 to 6:30 today, but our bellies will be full, and the hospitality will be excellent. They always take great care of us out here. We're right off Route 50 in Chantilly at Pupitella. This is a great spot. We will see you today.
I love this place. Everyone, as you said, so kind. Hospitality is unbelievable. The food is wonderful. It's pizza. It's Italian appies and dessert things. It's so delicious, Neapolitan style. You cannot go wrong. If you mean to order one pizza, you accidentally put it the wrong thing and order that one. That one's great too. This place kicks all of the butt.
We've got two chances for people to win tickets to the Caps today on Grant and Danny. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see Connor McDavid at Capital One Arena. We're doing that at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz, and then at 5 o'clock today ahead of scouting the opponent. So if you want those Caps tickets, you'd better be listening in 2 hours and in 3 hours. Danny, your boys had a great day so far. I took the family over to George Washington's Mount Vernon.
Look at that.
You know, I'm doing some work with visit.va250.org, and I've been telling people about that on the commercials and live spots that I've been doing. But today, as part of kind of kicking off that series, but also just something we were going to do anyway.
Sure, yeah.
Took the family over to Mount Vernon, and it was really, really cool to see my kids super into the history and learning and the knowledge that they were getting on what is a residence and a plantation of George Washington, the founding father, the commander of the Continental Army in the Revolutionary War. So close. It's just one of those things where I'm there and yep. I'm going, this is a place that people travel states for to go on a field trip.
That's right.
And it's 15 minutes from where I live, and you just don't think about it. You don't go. You don't appreciate it. But one of the things we're doing this year with all of the 250th celebration here in Virginia, United States of America turning 250, is we're going to be acknowledging and celebrating and going to a lot of these locations and talk about it on the radio. But so today the family was out there. There's animals.
So cool.
History, and it's just amazing. So we had a blast. Could not have been a better experience. Want to thank everybody over there at the George Washington's Mount Vernon facility.
First of all, I love that. Second of all, you're totally right about the landmarks and the incredible things that are surrounding us. When my wife and I lived in New York, we like never once went to the Statue of Liberty. People come from all around.
Yeah.
The whole world. And you're like, but that's like a ferry ride. Who's got time for that? Or whatever. You know, or even living in D.C. for as many years as we did. How many times did you walk through the memorials? Or how many times did you walk through some of the monuments? Or go to some of these solemn, incredible places? Or the majesty of certain spots? And you just kind of go, people are coming from all around the world to do it, but I'll do it some other time. And you never do, right? You're going about your life with your head down. So that's really, really cool that you're doing that. And cool that the kids got to see it.
Well, that's what I loved so much. Yeah. Like, my four-year-old was kind of – he got a toy eagle, and he was flying around. He thought a couple things were neat.
That's the kid.
The two-year-old just – we saw some animals, and she was like, we might as well have been at a zoo.
Sure.
The six-year-old, though, who's soon to be seven, who's now in first grade.
So like 6'7"? Kind of?
6'7". She was locked in. The oldest of the presidents.
Really?
Reagan was locked in. She was fired up. And a couple of the grandkids were their age. They were pretending to be reenactors as if they were the grandkids.
Right.
Which was a little bit wacky. But yeah, you just think about it, man. And it is, it's awesome because we've got that right here, 15 minutes away. Monticello down in, you know, Charlottesville area and Montpelier, which I was at a couple of weeks ago in Orange, Virginia. Eight presidents from this state, all the history. Very, very cool. I will say, if I could just stick my chest out a little bit.
All out.
Before I move on. So we went. We were just going about our day. I didn't expect any, like, special treatment or anything. We're going over there. We're just having a good time. We're just people walking around at Mount Vernon. And as we were getting ready to leave, a girl comes up and was like, are you guys the Paulsons? And we're like, yes, we are. And Lauren, who works in the marketing department or whatever, I guess had been looking for us, she starts driving us around on a golf cart to, like, various things to show us. So I'm like, this is crazy.
Isn't that cool?
This is the same person that when the, you know, the dude that is very powerful in Scotland comes over and wants to go.
Right.
Or when she said Arnold Schwarzenegger came by and these different random celebrities. Jimmy Fallon was there a few weeks ago.
Just laughing the whole time.
You know, exactly. Like on the golf cart. And she's just like, what do you guys want to see next? I'm like, well, they want to see the horses. So we go and do that. Then we go to the tomb and couldn't have been nicer. So thank you to them for showing us around and having a great day.
It's very exciting to be here at Mount Vernon. I want to see the place with the exercise. Take me to the gym for George Washington's gym. Come on.
I'd be steamed up.
Get to the golf cart.
Get in there. Come on.
Let's talk football.
It's history. Okay, sorry.
Sunday, baby. Commanders, Dolphins. Here's why I'm excited about Sunday. I know that you're not, and I know that you're kind of over the whole thing, and by that I mean the season. Like, you're ready for it to end, and you're counting down to the NFL draft.
Can I say this real quick? I'm gonna derail Hampton you for a second. I recognize that I've been insufferable. Behind the scenes, and I'm pulling back the fourth wall here for everybody, I ruin our show meetings most days with this. Grant has done a tremendous job, as has Darius. Ryan, to a lesser degree, he knows what he did. But of putting up with my terrible attitude. I'm so angry and pissed off and furious and sad and disappointed. I've, like, thrown my hands up, and I have to be dragged along kicking and screaming to do the job. I'm sorry. You're correct. I've been insufferable.
No, it's not even that.
It is.
Danny wants to do, he's just like, let's do a topic on how nothing matters anymore and the season needs to end.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, we have so many weeks left. I don't know. You could just say that. We got 4.5 hours. You can just mention if that's how you feel.
Right.
I don't know if, like, 800-636-1067, are you glad the season's over? Like,
right.
I don't know if we got to do that.
No, and we shouldn't be doing it. And every day I come in, like, with the new phrasing of it, I'm like, okay, how about this? How about you're so mad that you hope they lose by 50? Nope, let's not do that. Okay, how about this tomorrow? What if you have so much hate in your heart, like, who would you punch? And it's like, nope, can't do that either, you know? So I understand. I know it's been a lot to deal with, and I'm aware of it. I just want, at a minimum, just want you to know that I know that, that it's a lot.
But here's why I'm feeling good about this weekend.
Go ahead.
The gauntlet was always going to be terrible. And the hope was they shocked you at some point. Any given Sunday plays out. And somehow, some way, they beat Kansas City or Seattle or Detroit. But those three games were going to be a nightmare. And it just so happened you collapsed at the end and you lose to the Bears by a point. And then the Dallas game, which became a pick'em with all the injuries without your top three receivers and no Debo, when you already didn't have Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin, went a lot worse than we thought. That was the beginning of the caving in of the defense to the extent that they have, where they have just been utterly abysmal and, frankly, an embarrassment to every fan that watches them. But since then, get past the Bears and the Cowboys, which were awful losses, an 0-2 stretch where the team had fallen at that point to 3-4, disappointingly, the gauntlet was always a known commodity.
Yep.
You're playing the elites in the sport. You're playing a Chiefs team that probably is going to get to the Super Bowl, a Seahawks team that might play in the NFC Championship game, a Lions team that did recently play in an NFC Championship game and might again this year. We just kind of knew that that was going to go badly. This is a different thing. We are leveling down in competition in town this week. Washington is going from playing the best the sport has to offer to a equally inept team. Albeit one that has played better lately. The Dolphins have won 2 of 3, and they've scored over 30 in 2 of their last 3 games. They're playing a lot better than Washington is, but it's a 3-7 team. People want the coach fired. Their fans want their quarterback done away with. Like, this is more a club in the same zip code as you.
Yeah, they're in the same bucket you are.
So just the fact that you get to level down finally is what I've been waiting for. And whether you win the game or not, we're going to find out. We'll be dissecting it all day long. But you got a shot this weekend. You didn't have a shot before, and they finally do again. So now we get to find out, okay, I excuse away you losing to really, really good teams. This is a game you can't get blown out in, or else it's a lot more embarrassing, it's a lot more annoying, and everyone should be angrier if that happens against Miami versus Detroit, Seattle, Kansas City, or even Dallas.
I smell what you're cooking there, but my only pushback is I understand dropping a game or two, even three. They lost three in a row last year. Remember when Jaden Daniels was compromised, the rib was busted, even though they never admitted it. They were in all those games. You know, if Zach Ertz is able to explode a little bit further and get like a half an inch, that's a first down. Who knows? They win the game, maybe against Pittsburgh. Or, you know, you get one stop in the fourth quarter. You get that fourth down that got blown up against Philadelphia, maybe you win. Point is, they're in these games. They have not been in these games, these right. most recent three. And I understand good teams losing to them when you're banged up. There's no shame in dropping a game on the road to Kansas City. I think 31 teams would have dropped that game the way Washington did. Or not the way Washington did, but they would have dropped it. Not the way it happened, though. And the way that it's happened matters so much to me. So your point, I think, is correct on paper. That the Dolphins are in the same bucket. They've played better than you have lately. That, to me, matters maybe a little bit more as a data point than it does to you. But I don't know. It's like, I guess I don't really have a point other than that. It's not necessarily a pushback. It's kind of added commentary to sort of the background.
But I think it's a different topic altogether. It's a different conversation, really. Like, we have had that one, and we can have it now if you want. I've made that point for two straight weeks. Losing is not the problem.
Right.
Getting annihilated and eviscerated is the problem. Being in second place in a game, when you have all the injuries they have, is the expectation.
Sure, that's normal.
When you get blown out by 20 week after week after week in a league designed for parity, it's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And the evidence is the roof's there. It's in the pudding. We've talked about it. They are the first team organizationally in Washington's lore, in this organization's history, to have lost four straight games like this since 1954. So all of the terrible times with Dan Snyder and with Bruce Allen and with all of the geese that came through here as coaches and executives that you guys remember in your lifetime, if you're in your 40s or 50s, it has never been like this for a month, ever, in terms of the results. The process might be better, but the results have been worse. So, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No NFL team has gone through a month where they have lost by this many points, this many weeks in a row, in 23 years. I was 14 the last time this happened. That's unacceptable. So, yes, I can acknowledge that and set that to the side. My point is not necessarily that how they've lost is okay. My point is you were playing teams you weren't going to beat, barring, like, quote-unquote, any given Sunday or crazy things happen, .. Now this is a game where it's a boxing match where you're not up three weight classes. It's you and a person with a comparable record who you're about as good as, and if you lose, it means you got outboxed and outwitted by someone who's kind of comparable to you. Before, you were trying to catch them sleeping a little bit, but they were way, way better, and they should have knocked you out eventually. And that is why this weekend will be more telling. That's my point. You're going to learn more weekend about where they are than you did when they lost by 22 to Detroit, 24 to Seattle, 21 to Kansas City, and maybe even 22 to Dallas. But that was the most comparable game to this, and I still think the most painful game of the four for that reason. Similarly, the Cowboys were like a two-point favorite.
Yeah.
That's what the Dolphins are, and you lost by 22. So if you get blown out in this one, I just think people should be more mad about it than the last few weeks.
Okay. I buy that. Yeah, I actually will co-sign to that. Because, as you said, this is the worst opponent of the five, right? If we're looking at the last five games. Dallas isn't particularly good, but they're not terrible. Miami, even though they've played well two of the last 3 weeks, especially on offense, and I think that's the story of this game, by the way, is I don't know how Washington stops them. Now, you could make a joke, and I have. I made it on AWOD show in Richmond earlier this afternoon. But they have 11 human beings that are going to wear the same outfit, which means you can't stop them if you're Washington because that's the worst defense in the world right now. But shtick aside, Waddle and Achane are good against anybody. Like that, those are two explosive players with a lot of speed who are tough to deal with, and Washington can't deal with that kind of thing. So, you know, we'll see what the impact that Dan Quinn has in terms of different play calls, but he's calling plays into a headset to the same personnel.
Washington can't deal with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And by that kind of thing, you mean NFL offenses.
I mean that.
That's what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and especially a couple of guys within that that are super fast, super versatile, super explosive. That is terrifying. Yeah. I think the only thing they could deal with, and I'm putting deal with in quotes, right, because it's all bad. If you had an, if they faced an offense like theirs right now, where nothing is downfield, nothing is over the top, there's no chunk yards available unless something crazy happens against the blown coverage.
Right.
But you're basically talking about like a plotting, you know, 6 inches and blood at a time to like make it down the football field. Maybe they wouldn't give up 44 points to that.
In fairness to them, 6 inches is a huge amount.
It's a massive amount, right? Everyone knows that. It's
way more than the average team needs to get.
Yeah, like
at
when
any
everyone
point.
Talks about average, like average of what? Like, do you know? You know, anyway, that's the deal. So that's the only thing maybe they could, quote unquote, deal with even a little bit. Right now, because you have explosive pieces, those two guys, and there's others, right, by the way, that are starting to come on a little bit, like, they're terrifying to me.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be this way that a 3-7 team is terrifying.
Well, here's why the Dolphins are favored in the game, and it would be perfectly understandable for anybody to pick Miami in this game. Frankly, I would imagine the majority of people will pick the Dolphins. There's two reasons. One, the last 3 weeks, Washington has been blown out, and meanwhile, the Dolphins have won twice and scored 30-plus in convincing wins two times. So there's really no comparing the two teams just over the last three-week sample. Miami's been pretty good, and Washington has not been. So that's number one. But number two, I think if you're just looking at why you would pick the Dolphins in this game, they will not have an answer for Devin Achane. I don't know that they'll have an answer for Jalen Waddle. It's just harder to hook up with a receiver pretty frequently. But he's putting up some of the best numbers in the league over the last month. When Jackson Smith and Jigba chewed them up from Seattle, we looked at his game log coming into the game, and every week it was 90 or more yards.
Yep.
That's what Waddle's been doing since the Tyreek Hill injury about a month into the season. He's become a legitimate true number one. I saw somewhere, I think he's like the number four fantasy wide receiver in PPR leagues since the Tyreek Hill injury because of the volume, the catches, the yards, the touchdowns. So I don't know how they have answers to that. I don't think they do, in all honesty.
That would stand to reason.
So I do. Yeah. I worry about that. In fact, here's how much I worry about that. So I was running ice cold on FanDuel. FanDuel Paulson's had a rough year.
You having a tough time?
It's been ugly.
What's been going on?
Well, a lot of losing. Okay. Call me Grant Quinn lately on FanDuel. It's been ugly. But I have sworn off significant parlays. I've decided to get back to the basics, the way that you win when you bet on sports.
You streamline communication. That's the way to do it. You change coordinators.
I have decided I'm only going to go like spreads. I'm going one-leggers. These are just basic bets. But here I go back into the game. I'm walking back into that scary hallway once more because in my mind I'm going, Achane's going to get off and Waddle's going to get his. So I think I'm going to do a little two-leg parlay with those two guys both feasting and have to get back into the parlay game on player props this weekend. I've tried to swear it off, but it just feels like
that
such a
siren
layup.
Call this time, doesn't it? Yeah.
I mean, it's the Washington defense.
Opponents
against...
and overs.
Yes.
They're doing that handshake meme, right?
Am I crazy?
No.
I got to get back into the game.
That's what I'll be doing. I'm going to do my standard dollar, put about eight or nine things on various Miami players going over and let it ride.
See, maybe that's what I need to do. Scale that unit back to a dollar. That would be better.
Yeah, we don't unit shame.
Nobody does.
Whatever size your unit is, that's what God gave you. That's fine.
$1, and then I lose a lot less money.
Yeah.
But I do think I'm gonna have to go player prop style in this game because how do they hold Waddle under 75, 80 yards? And why wouldn't Achane go for 90 or 100? You have no Daron Payne at D-tackle. The plan that they liked that they had where they're going to kick Javon Kinlaw out to play big on the outside, you can't even do that now. You got to move him back inside because you don't have Payne. You're relying on Johnny Newton and Sheldon Day on the interior. I don't. It's not even a Joe Witt, Dan Quinn, who's calling plays thing. They don't have the horses.
It's horses
to stop the run.
Even if those guys you're talking about were healthy, Achane's going outside.
But
dude,
they can't set an edge defensively.
That's what I mean.
Achane's going wide left, wide right, outside zone, stretch carries, and Von Miller, who was brought in here under the guise that he's never going to have to stop the run, is going to play on running downs.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have Jalen Holmes deactivated like they did last week, which made no sense to me. But when we're debating Jalen Holmes and whether he's active and why wasn't he active last week,
they're like, I'd keep him up. Like, what?
The plane has hit the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are we talking about here?
Are you ready for Bobby Wagner in space against Achane? You know, like a quick cut.
What's his longest catch going to be?
40 yards? 45, 50?
I'd be thrilled if that was the case.
I mean, yeah, there will be house calls. There will be big gains. This is the matchup nightmare. I mean, he's a matchup nightmare against everybody. And it just so happens, by the way, no one cares about this, just FYI. But in my big money fantasy league, battle for first pace, I'm looking at the matchups in advance, and we knew, my co-owner and I, looking at this going, damn it, in week whatever this is,
We're
going to be battling for first place, and I got to go up against Devin Achane against Washington.
Well,
just killer.
Tua will keep them in the game, I believe. He'll turn the ball over once or twice. He'll miss enough throws. He'll take a bad sack at the wrong time to get him out of field goal range. That's the beauty of leveling down in competition. The things that Mahomes or Goff or Darnold were not doing for these teams playing at elite levels, winning football, Miami will muff a punt and you'll get the ball back outside the red zone. Or they'll inexplicably up 10-3 be marching and somebody will slip and fall on an interception.
Yeah, they'll burn the timeouts, they'll jump off sides, they'll false start, they'll illegal shift, all the things.
Let's open up the phones, though. Let's talk Commanders Dolphins 2 days out, Sunday in Madrid, early morning, eggs, bacon, and football. What are you worried about, and what are you most confident in as it pertains to this matchup on Sunday morning? 800-636-1067. What worries you, and what are you confident in as we get closer to kickoff in Madrid? You're listening to Grant and Danny. We're at Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly, where we're going to be hanging out until 6:30 today. We're right off Route 50, so come on by and kick it with us on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back live in Chantilly at Pupatella Pizza. We will be here all afternoon long until 6:30 on Grant and Danny. Come on out and hang with us. This is a fun spot. Bring the family. Do lunch or dinner into the evening. You can also just bring the buddies. They got a full bar, a lot of delicious-looking bourbon over there, I see.
Oh, yeah.
So you can happy hour with your friends as well tonight out here at Pupatella Pizza.
Briefly, some congratulations are in order.
Okay.
The wonderful, beautiful Paulson children are present with us here for a few moments.
They did come to get a little pizza.
They have set, each of them, have set a personal hang on Uncle Danny's arm
Whoa.
Record here today 71 seconds, and you'll never believe it, 71 seconds.
No.
Both kids, 71 seconds.
Tied.
For a hang-on. That's unbelievable how that worked out.
Incredible and also fortuitous.
Very fortuitous.
If one would have gone longer than the other, there may have been tears.
You'll notice that somehow happened, and as someone with kids myself, I noted that, and you'll never believe how it worked out.
71 seconds.
71 seconds.
Is how long it might take the Dolphins to move down the field.
Yeah.
Which gets us back to Miami and Washington. Yeah. What do you feel best about? What do you feel worst about? We'll take calls on this at 800-636-1067. The Commanders are in Madrid as they finally get to play a team that isn't headed to the postseason and isn't expected to get to a conference championship game. This is the first time in 3 weeks that that'll have been the case. Really, the first time in four games that they're playing a team that isn't likely to be one of the last standing in its conference. And the idea and the hope is, all right, at least you're going to compete, you're going to be in the game, and let's see if you can finally end this five-game skid and this stretch of four games of getting absolutely annihilated. So here's what I feel best about.
Yep.
I mentioned it going to break that Tua will keep them in the game. I feel best about the fact that this will be the first time in a month that they're in the game in the fourth quarter. Now, we'll make our final predictions closer to the end of the show, and I think it's absolutely reasonable to assume that a Miami team that has played much better the last 3 weeks is going to beat Washington. But I would be shocked if the Commanders are not in this football game with the ball in the fourth quarter within a possession or so with a chance to win this thing. I just don't think Miami, as many things as they'll be able to do offensively this week against this defense, I don't think they are put you away good week over week. And they played a great game. They got into, you know, the prep early and inspired football against the Bills in their division. That was kind of their Super Bowl. To go now travel across the world and go play in Europe and do that again a second straight week, I don't know if they're good enough for that.
Smell what you're cooking there. For me, the thing I feel best about, you touched on it, Miami's defense isn't very good. I don't think Washington has the what the Lions just did to them in their back. I don't think the ceiling is high enough. I think they'll move the football okay. I think they'll score 20 points or so, give or take, right? I actually feel pretty good about that. This will be a team that ends up with around 300 yards of offense, give or take, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But they'll score around 20 points. They've done that consistently enough against some of these bad defenses that they played lately. Dallas, at the beginning of this terrible streak, I know they lost the game before, but I'm talking about the streak of terribleness. They scored 22, same thing against the Lions, who were banged up on defense. That's kind of the caliber that Miami is right now. 25th in the league in points allowed, not particularly strong in any area, banged up, they traded some people. They're not good in that regard. I think Washington's offense will be okay. Not good, but okay.
Yeah, here's where the Dolphins rank in the key defensive statistics. 27th in yards per play, there's only five teams worse. 28th against the run, they should be able to get Chris Rodriguez and Bill going in this game. 27th against the pass, they give up over 7.2 yards per play. Marcus Mariota right now, I think this will shock people, pushes the ball down the field at the highest rate in the NFL. He is throwing the ball 10-plus yards downfield in the air at a higher rate, 42% of his dropbacks, than any other quarterback in the league. So I think there's going to be some grass to be had and some shots to take advantage of against this Miami secondary. They don't really pick you off. Only two teams have fewer interceptions. And they don't really get to the quarterback. They're bottom half the league in sacks. So that's all adding up to say, Danny, what you just said is probably right. This offense should have a much better day for Cliff Kingsbury, even with their injuries.
Yeah, and again, I don't think you're going to find a 500 total yard, you know, 35-point situation. I don't think they have that in the bag.
Which
I think
without shouldn't their weapons, be the expectation right. with the injuries.
Yeah, I don't think they have that club because, again, of who's quarterbacking, even though I like what you said about Mariota, but there's no McLaurin, there's no healthy Debo, there's no easy button, there's nothing simple. Every blade of grass is a fight for them. But I do think they'll be okay. Not good enough. The thing I feel worse about, flip side, two guys we've already been talking about, but most specifically via the pass. This pass defense is... They're better off hoping for a gust of wind than they are in terms of trying to cover. Who knows if Dan Quinn put the headset on will make much of a difference. I imagine you might see some dead cat bounce in that regard. But to me, it's Achan through the air and Waddle through the air. Those two guys are faster, quicker, separators, better than anybody that they're going to be going up against, whether that's zone, finding spaces, whether that's trying to run man, whether that's pressure, whatever it is, those two guys I think are going to eat so comfortably. And if you focus enough attention on them, they've got just enough, whether it's Parker Washington or another piece here or there, that's going to be able to thrive as well. But most specifically, pass defense with those two guys who've combined for 95 receptions around 1,000 yards.
Devin Achane, by the way, 174 yards and two touchdowns last time out against the Bills on the ground. He also went for a big day, 6 for 50 as a receiver. He had 225 all-purpose yards. He's coming off the best game of his season. He has had three 99-plus yard games this year. This will likely be his fourth, because with speed and the ability to get outside, and that's what the Texas A&M star is, it's the biggest issue for this defense right now, in my opinion. You saw it with Jahmyr Gibbs when he hit the 44-yard home run for the touchdown. I think you've just kind of routinely seen that with speedy running backs.
Yep.
They don't have an answer. With their injuries, with the lack of ability to set the edge, with the next man up that's become next men up, that's become kind of next practice squad cavalry up right at defensive end. You know, Jacob Martin helps you as a pass rusher more than he does against the run. That's certainly the case with Von Miller. They've gotten very little out of Preston Smith so far this season. I don't know why this week would be any different in terms of edge setting. And if you can't against this team, you're going to get crushed.
The thing they do really well, I mean, they do a lot well in terms of some of that Shanahan run scheme, getting outside the tackles with the stretch plays, the pitch plays, and the like. But they make the inside turn into outside as well. And what I mean by that is you're almost going between the tackles, but at an angle enough where that play is in for a minute, and then it's outside off to the races, right? Where they get a guy with a head of steam, usually Achane, on a safety or on a linebacker that's not got a turn and burn with him, and next thing you know, it's a big chunk play or worse. I feel like, you know, if you overset, in other words, you're so terrified of getting beat around that right edge, and you go, all right, fine, right defensive end, get upfield, get outside, make sure he didn't go back inside, they'll say, fine, please and thank you. We'll kick it out with a counter. We'll have someone else that's pulling to make you think that you're at home. Next thing you know, you're kicked out of the play, and that angled run goes from inside to outside. Again, he's going to get on the edge one way or the other, whether it's bowing out or a straight line and then kind of cutting left. He's going to get there, talking about Achane, and I don't know how they stop it. I just don't.
They've also, for over a month here, been easily the worst defense in the league. And the one guy that's played at a really, really high level most consistently is Daron Payne, who suspended for this game and didn't make the trip to Madrid. The injury report also hasn't been great in terms of some of the guys, surprisingly now, that are questionable that have been missing time at practice, where you go, wait a second, is he playing or is he not playing? I saw Ben Sinnott wasn't practicing after being limited. There's a question as to whether or not he goes. He's been important running the ball on the offensive side, but they've had some of that on the defensive side of the equation as well. Jordan McGee is questionable for this game now based on, you know, the practice habits of the week. Well, he's become essentially a starting linebacker. Him and Bobby Wagner patrol those two spots because Luvu is basically playing on the edge now. Let's go to the phone. Zeke is in D.C., wants to hop in. Zeke, what do you feel good about and what are you nervous about for Sunday morning?
All right. Hey, guys, love the show. I feel good about our offense. I think we'll be able to move the ball and score against their defense. And what I feel most uncomfortable with is our defense, of course. The other day I told you guys that we need to blitz more, and you said that we blitz a lot. But it's how we blitz. I think we have the worst timing of how we blitz. Whenever you send somebody and you have everybody dropping back in the backfield, your defensive back, you're going to always have somebody open, which makes it easier for the quarterback to spot someone. I think we need to tighten up our defense. And I got a question. Why don't we play a five-man defensive line where we got a little bit more outside edge so we can cut off that edge? What do you think about that?
So they do that some.
Yeah, you see that some, right? They'll walk a linebacker down.
They do that some, but the reason they don't do it as often as people probably want, I think, is they want as many bodies to flood the defensive secondary as possible. Because they're basically, whether they're playing man or zone, I think they know that right now in coverage they have so many problems that the more guys you can have on the back end to essentially jump passing lanes, break up passes, the better. Because you're not just going to go one-on-one necessarily and defend people. So I think the more you're committing to stopping the run essentially, the more you're daring teams to throw it. I don't know if that's what you want to do. I would probably do everything I could to dare teams to run it, because at least then, you know, a successful run gets them 5 to 9 yards. A successful pass against this defense is 14 to 20 yards. So I think they're kind of, they are doing it some, but prioritizing maybe not giving up the home run ball in the passing game, which if you noticed against the Lions, it's not like they gave up a 60, 70-yard pass.
Right.
They did give up a couple of those runs, so we'll be curious to see what adjustments made.
So different way of saying the same thing. If you have fewer linebackers, you're asking those linebackers to cover more space. That's not what I want right now, especially with Bobby Wagner. Jordan McGee can run a little bit, but even still, you're putting more on their plate in terms of some of the coverage responsibilities, and I think you can't afford to do that very often.
But whatever they've done in the last month, they should do something else.
Well, yeah, it's fine. It's fine, too.
I just don't know that there is an answer. We talked about this a few weeks ago with, I think it was Sam Darnold's numbers, where it was like Sam Darnold against zone was 13 of 14 for 212 yards and three touchdowns. It's like against man.
Wait till you see what he was against man.
11 of 12 for 172 yards and two touchdowns. Whatever the numbers were, it was like Joe Witt could have called whatever he wanted.
Yeah, he could have called a 110 formation. It wouldn't have worked.
Steve in Manassas, you're on Grant and Danny. We're live today in Chantilly at Pupatella Pizza. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Doing great. Good show. I'm worried that this could be the fifth week in a row. We lose by 20, and I feel pretty confident. Schedule the rest of the way it is, we're going to be a top three pick.
So you think they're going to get blown out on Sunday?
I think it could happen with, like you just said, your best defensive player on a bad defense is not playing. With Payne gone, I could see it happen.
So let me ask you this, Danny. Thank you for the call. If they were to get beat summarily, I'm talking about, like, we'll just say 21 or more, which has happened for four straight games, against now a Miami team that is 3-7, that was 2-7 a week ago, that has no business beating anybody by 20, and the defense looks as bad as it had in recent weeks against the Dolphins team that a couple weeks ago got held to 6 points. They've already made a change to make Dan Quinn the play caller and to take him to the DC role with head coaching responsibilities. What else is there to do? Like, would they fire a coach at a position group? Would Joe Witt, who's already lost his play calling duties into the bye week, now lose his job altogether? Or because you've made the big change, is that the move for now? And then you just go into the bye week and kind of take the air out of the ball and hope everybody gets less angry as the days go on.
Yeah, I think it's that. I think they're reluctant. They want to stay the course, and you know they're using all the right buzzwords about loyalty and brotherhood and all that. But to me, I think they'll kind of use the international travel break coming back and a bye week to kind of hide behind the fact that this is, you know, a complete disaster. The only lever left to pull before you start firing people, or you know, the higher level folks, I think a position coach might end up being a sacrificial lamb in a couple of weeks.
Has a Commanders team ever needed a bye week more than this group if they lose to Miami? And they will have lost six in a row at that point. G&D on the fan next, live from Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly. What's the best game on the NFL schedule this weekend? There are three tremendous matchups. We'll debate that on Grant and Danny. We're taking you up to 6:30. You got a chance to win Caps tickets at 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock today on The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly. You better get out here today. We're here until 6:30. So had a couple of listeners hit me up saying they're coming out for happy hour tonight when they get out of the office. It's going to be a little Commanders Dolphins party. We are not in Madrid, but the food is still delicious and the fellowship will be good. I will say I've got a little FOMO going because it does seem like the Commanders fans over in Madrid are having themselves a ball. What a trip that is. Hopefully, the grand finale is the football game, and it's not one of those things where you leave frustrated.
Just a terrible taste in your mouth for that long flight back.
But at least you're going over there and making some memories, because that's about as good as it gets.
Without a doubt. I mean, those kind of trips anyway, like it's if you treat it the right way as an excuse to take an amazing trip,
yeah,
then it can work out for you. But if you're doing the, like, we're going for the game.
Yeah, you're flying over Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You're, like, landing, sleeping, waking up, going to the game.
That's such a high-risk thing.
Probably not the right way to do it.
No, I mean, but it's one of those, like, hey, like again, I mentioned this. My dad was in Madrid a few weeks ago and loved it. Like, international travel, that's his thing. That's his wheelhouse in retirement. He gets so happy to do it. And it's like he couldn't wait to go take that trip. And if it was, like, in addition to the trip, you'll never believe it. I went to a football game also. That's awesome. But if it's a we're going for the game, it's just – there's a – oh, that's such a high-wire act. There's a great chance of letdown there.
We're going to get into the Week 11 slate here in a minute and our favorite games. Best thing you've eaten today out here at Pupatella Pizza? What have you? Number one seed for Houtier so far.
The burrata that they do. So you get a little bread, a little toast point bread, all right? Then there's your big burrata right in the middle, a little bit of fresh tomatoes right there on the outside as a garnish. And then they do their own in-house prosciutto, and that's kind of a topping to the burrata. So it's burrata with prosciutto. It's amazing. You all slept on it, and I pummeled the whole thing.
So I ordered Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
And I ordered them for me and you and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ate all of them.
Yeah.
You guys didn't get to have any yet. They put crispy pepperoni,
mm-hmm,
as if it were a pizza,
yep,
in their Brussels sprouts.
In the Brussels sprouts.
And then it's one of those Brussels sprout dishes where you're like, oh, I'm eating Brussels sprouts. It's healthy. But then there's like a little bit of syrup at the bottom.
Sure, yeah.
Drizzled all over everything.
Right.
Gosh, they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
Fried, crispy, amazing Brussels sprouts.
You're a Brussels sprouts guy?
That's my number one seed so far.
Mm.
But there will be pizza. Don't you worry about that. All right, Danny, best game of the weekend. I'm going to give you three options and let you choose. You've got the Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday Night Football, 8:20 kick, 6-3 Detroit, 7-2 Philly, a matchup of two teams that want to be the one seed in the conference, a possible NFC Championship game preview. You've got a matchup for the top spot, perhaps, when it's all said and done,
yep,
in the AFC West between the Chiefs and the Broncos in Denver. This is the national game of the week in terms of the 4 o'clock window. It's at 4:25 on Fox with Tom Brady and company. And then an NFC West meeting for first place right here and right now between maybe the two best teams in the NFC, the Seattle Seahawks and the LA Rams, who are both 7-2. You only get to watch one, because the wife's got you raking leaves and doing a bunch of activities with the kids. So she says you get 3 hours and 26 minutes to watch one football game. Which one are you choosing?
Lions-Eagles. The winner of this game will have home field in the NFC. Now, that doesn't mean they're better than the Rams and the Seahawks, who I bet you somebody's going to pick, and that's a perfectly fine selection as well. But that division's so good, people are going to lose to each other. They're going to beat themselves up a little bit. The Lions, I think, have the highest ceiling still of anybody with how good their offense can be, and if their defense makes a play or two, gets a turnover, I think that can be a Super Bowl team. The Eagles have the pedigree. People are trying to dethrone them with all the turmoil going on there, where they just either breaks them or they thrive in it, and they continue to thrive in it here of late. The latest Hurts and A.J. Brown dramatics and this, that, and the other. It's all they were talking about in the shoddy shows this morning. That, to me, is my favorite game of the week. The extra little spice for me is they don't always play. Divisional games, they're going to – I see it twice a year.
Sure.
This is a little bit more intriguing, even though they're NFC foes. It's not like it's the first interleague game ever. But they're not as regular of an opponent. Two elite teams, kind of weather starting to turn cold, perfect for me.
So it's a great argument because my game is happening for the first time in what is going to be two meetings in a span of 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But 7-2 L.A. and 7-2 Seattle. I don't think there are teams playing better than those two teams right now. And I know there aren't quarterbacks playing better than those two quarterbacks right now.
Yep.
I have not been this excited for a game in the NFL season so far this year than this one at 4:05. I'm kind of getting chills thinking about it. I just think it's going to be awesome. As fun as watching Washington play is for me every week, and sometimes they make it less fun with how they actually perform.
The losing hurts it. Yeah.
The highlight of the weekend is going to be 9:30 a.m., my team playing whatever. But, man, I can't wait for that 4 o'clock window. Multi-screen viewing, Seahawks-Rams, Chiefs-Broncos, then Sunday night with the Lions and the Eagles. This is a cornucopia. This is an all-day situation.
Yeah.
From morning to deep into the evening, from 9:30 in the morning until midnight. Let's do this thing together. You just can't do it much better than the NFL on Sunday. What a schedule. We'll go through all the games later today on Grant and Danny. Let's check in with our buddy Toby Altizer, who's been over in Madrid living his best life. I want to find out what the Commanders turnout has been. Seems like there's a lot of fans over there. Also, what are some of the fun things that he's done while he's been in Madrid? What's he eating? What's he drinking? We're going to ask Toby about that next right here on G&D. We are live in Chantilly at Pupatella Pizza until 6:30 on a Field Trip Friday.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.